This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Attorneys for San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds are in court today arguing for a restraining order against a new book that says he used steroids. The lawyers aren't arguing with the book's content per se, but how the authors of the book obtained the information. Mark Starr, Newsweek's national sports correspondent, has been reporting on this story, and welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you.
Now, tell us what Barry Bonds is arguing.
I don't think Barry Bonds is arguing anything. I don't think his name is actually on the lawsuit. I think he's arguing that these are good headlines for Barry Bonds because in the world of the 10-second soundbite, people see Bonds sues and they think he's actually suing for libel and challenging the facts of the book, when actually his lawyers are using some obscure California unfair competition law to try and, as far as I can tell, skirt the First Amendment issues. And he's not challenging the facts of the book at all.
So he's basically saying that the authors of the book obtained this information illegally?
I think he's trying to tarnish them with the same brush they tarnished him. I think it's one of these pot calling the kettle issues. I think they're saying these guys are cheats, and how dare they call me a cheat, that they got these from grand jury testimony, they have no right to the materials, and thus they can't do the book. I think it flies in the face of all First Amendment law, as far as I understand it. I don't claim to be a lawyer, but I think this is more public relations than law.
Well, the writers say they did not obtain the information illegally, that they got this grand jury testimony perfectly legally.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's an object of an investigation. We've seen federal authorities under the current administration investigating how reporters got various information, and I wouldn't be surprised to find this is under scrutiny right now. Clearly, grand jury testimony isn't meant to be leaked, but it's another thing to be the recipient of an illegal leak.
Well, Bonds has denied taking steroids, so why doesn't he just file a traditional defamation lawsuit?
Because I think he couldn't win it. First of all, he's a public figure, and the standards for libel in that kind of suit are very hard to meet. You not only have to prove it's untrue, you have to prove it was written with malicious intent. But, it's a funny thing when you find these people. I was listening to Ken Griffey, the great outfielder, saying that, you know, he's a friend of Bonds, and he'll believe him until he hears from someone who saw him shoot up or... And, you know, Bond suddenly is being held to a standard that we don't require of murder convictions. Eyewitness testimony. There's plenty of compelling evidence, and I don't think Barry Bonds wants to go in court and challenge it.
Mark Starr, Newsweek's national sports correspondent, thank you.